Hannah Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, what the heck? Let's just do it live. I think we got John Jackson with us on the phone lines here. John, are you there? Okay, he's here. Hold on one second. I just got to turn on one more little button. There we go. All right, John, I got you on the system now. John, were you like a Dave Chappelle crackhead tweaker running around downtown Billings this morning? I couldn't even access X this morning. I was like, oh, man, if John Jackson can't get on X, he's going to be in for a world of hurt.
I got up this morning and I see that it's some kind of nationwide or regional outage. It was out everywhere and it made the news and it just popped up back up for me here about 30 minutes ago. It's a good thing. I'm old school and I wrote down some stuff to talk about this morning. I mean, I actually wrote notes because that's how you get your news anymore.
Right? It's the best information. Yeah, the best information comes right off of X. Yeah, no, I was laughing because it was like, holy, it was weird. Like some websites you could access, but then like some of them, like the Daily Caller was giving me some issues, and then this Cloudflare thing would pop up. X, I couldn't go to, you know, the Trump War Room or Rapid Response 47 on my laptop, but then I could access it all from my cell phone. So it was just weird, you know, what you could access, what you couldn't access. But I was like, man, it doesn't matter whether John's at his cabin somewhere deep in western Montana or running around like a crackhead in downtown Billings. You're all over X, and that's why you share such great information with us.
And, you know, one way or another, COC, you go stand on top of a mountain, stand on top of a building, hold one foot up and face Mecca, and we will have comps.
I'm glad you're speaking some Spanish already this morning here because you're our interpreter. You are the official Montana Talks Tajiman. Tajiman Saab. Nicolai Maduro, the socialist leader of Venezuela, man, he is getting very nervous, isn't he? Did you hear him singing his swan song, or how would you pronounce it in Spanish? Canto de Cisne? I tried to Google it.
Well, you know, I think this is all Marco Rubio, and Rubio has watched this thing go on for 25 years down there, starting with Maduro, and he's pushing President Trump to do away with these people once and for all, which the government under W. Bush should have done away with them back in the 2000s, but they weren't paying attention. All they were thinking about was the war on terror.
Yeah, nothing like a little firepower to back up diplomacy. That's the word from Fox News Radio, firepower in the Caribbean. Apparently, the Ford Carrier Strike Group is in the neighborhood. And now Nicolai Maduro is singing his swan song. Let me see if I can sneak. We'll save it for after the break. The bumper music might cover it up if I try to play a little bit of the Nicolai Maduro swan song. Did you hear this, John, yet? Did you hear he was like singing an old Beatles song?
Yeah, he's singing Imagine by John Lennon, and just in a horrible Latin accent. Oh, it's terrible.
Yeah. Oh, man, yeah. Imagine all the people, and he's like basically saying, please, please don't attack me. Please don't attack me with like the worst rendition of a John Lennon song you could possibly ask for, which sounds like something you want to hear on the radio. Don't worry. We'll have it for you right after this. Plus, we got the phone lines open for you.
It's November 18th, and this is your Fox Daily Snapshot. Today is National Vichyssoise Day. For those who don't know, Vichyssoise is a potato and leek cream soup traditionally served cold. Foodies may debate the historical origins of the soup, but most agree that French chef Louis Diat reinvented this soup in 1950. In the past, the soup had been served warm, but during an interview given to New Yorker magazine, Diat said he remembered a time when he and his brother would have this soup as children and cool it off using cold milk during the summer months. Also on this date, in 1928... the world's most famous mouse, Mickey Mouse, made his film debut in the animated short Steamboat Willie. If it's your birthday today, you share it with multiple gold medal winning Olympian Allison Felix, born in 1985. I'm Tushar Saxena, and that's your Fox Daily Snapshot.
Well, I said wait till Monday, but in reality, I had no idea that the Missoulian was going to print this crazy story over the weekend. Yeah, the Missoulian ran a story where they were blaming your pets for climate change. One crazy story after another. We almost expect it at this point, don't we? Aaron Flint here with Montana Talks. Yeah, we talked about that story and so much more on Monday. What are we going to talk about on Tuesday? Well, why don't you tell us? Montana Talks, the show where you get to talk and be heard statewide.
Nobody had to tell your grandparents not to drive while using their typewriters. Why should it be any different for us kids and our cell phones? Distracted driving was the cause of more than 3,000 deaths in 2022. Come on, we're smarter than this. Let's put down the phones and focus on the roads. Drive safe, everybody.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
This
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, back to the Tajiman, John Jackson, our terp here every Tuesday on the radio. Some of you are like, what is this Tajiman thing, Aaron? So we had great interpreters when I was in Afghanistan, and the local Afghan folks, whenever they wanted to say something to us, they would basically, you know, mention to one of the interpreters, they'd be like, Tajiman! Tajiman Sab, which basically means, hey, interpreter, sir, please come tell him something. So Tajiman Sab, John, we're going to have you do a little bit of interpreting for us on this one. Laura Ingram and Raymond Arroyo featured this last night as an aircraft carrier is floating around in the Caribbean and Nicolas Maduro, the socialist dictator down there, is getting very nervous.
President Trump has expanded our military presence along Venezuela's waters to contain drug trafficking.
Well, Laura, now the Venezuelan president, Nicolas Maduro, is trying to appeal for peace, even turning to song.
Alfred Nazaret, ¿cómo era la canción de John Lennon? Imagining us people.
I want to hear him sing more.
Well, for a moment I thought he was going to give us an evening with Nicolas Maduro. Oh, we got trouble, my friends. Trouble right here in Caracas City. You know, I didn't know what he was going into next, but it was right on the verge of a concert. But I guess, look, when the Gerald Ford, that warship, pulls into your waters, you got 4,000 sailors looking at you. Maduro is like the anti-mermaid. He's trying to repel the ships with his song. Let's see if it works.
Oh, man, John, though. Imagining us people. What was the other Spanish that was spoken there during the clip?
Imagine there no country. He said in Spanish, he said it's a beautiful song. Listen to the lyrics. So everybody knows who Maduro is. He is an illiterate thug who was, if I believe, he was running Chavez's security detail. He's just a big fathead bodyguard, and then he basically assumed command when Chavez passed away, and basically took the place in a coup, pretty much. You know, there never was any real elections down there, and he's been in bed for the last however many years, 20 years, in bed with the worst people in the world, with Iran and Hezbollah and Russia. I mean, you name it, the bad guys across the world, he's in bed with them, not to mention the fact the entire place is a narco state and steady sending drugs into our country.
Yeah, imagine all the drug boats blown into smithereens. We could have a lot of fun. You know, if the great Rush Limbaugh were still around, you could just imagine the musical talent that his team would be pumping out right now. But yeah, also imagine how many innocent people were murdered because of socialists like Nicolas Maduro. Imagine how many innocent people lost their businesses because of that socialist dictator. Oh, but he's not so much of a tough guy anymore now that Donald Trump shows up.
some friends of mine worked down there years ago, and it was like working in out of the embassy, and it was like working out of Soviet Russia. And, you know, everything they had was tapped, you know, their phones, their internet. They were followed by his secret police everywhere they went. Their families were followed. It was just terrible.
That sounds like the United States of America under Joe Biden. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, we're learning more and more about that through the Thomas Crooks thing, right?
Yeah, so that brings us to the attempted assassin in Butler, Pennsylvania. I try to never use these shooters' name, but no problem if others do, of course. But yeah, another they-them shooter, another they-them with leftist violence. That's one of the big stories that's come out here, John. The other big story is that it appears straight up the Biden FBI director straight up lied to Congress and lied to the American people. I mean, they acted like they knew nothing about this 19-year-old guy who took those shots at President Trump. They acted like, oh, he appeared to be a right-winger. And anyway, that's the two big storylines that are coming out now with new information.
Yeah, you read the story there. It was broke by the New York Post. And truly, back in the, you know, Trump's first term, this guy was pro-Trump. And then he did, like all these mentally ill tranny folks, he did a flip somewhere after that time and became vehemently anti-Trump, you know, not only espousing trans ideology, but furry fetish and the whole bit, and had multiple contacts all across social media that Ray was lying about during his testimony to the Congress. But see, I'd like to go back and listen to his testimony, because there is no more of a slicker SOB out there than Chris Ray. I mean, he knows exactly what to say not to put himself into a perjury trap.
Yeah, there's a great write-up at thefederalist.com this morning. Rebecca Thies, I think, is the author here. I did a quick printout here. The Federal Bureau of Investigation under Biden appears to have knowingly lied to Congress, misled the American people, and at best was negligent in its duty to track the attempted assassin after he reportedly made numerous statements about committing political violence and assassinations. And this Federalist piece really lays it out here. It also goes into pointing out how the attempted assassin used the they-them pronouns. I think Miranda Devine exposed that in so much more, and had a furry fetish, just like the alleged assassin of Charlie Kirk. All right, back right after this quick break.
Fox Sports Update.
Hey, listen up. Hey, before we do all the celebration stuff, so proud of you guys, man. Amen. Tough couple weeks.
Dallas Cowboys head coach Brian Schottenheimer in the locker room with his players just 11 days after the death of Cowboys 24-year-old defensive lineman Marshawn Neyland, who took his own life. The Cowboys scored a galvanizing 33-16 win over the Raiders in Las Vegas.
Here's Lamb, wide open, backs in for the touchdown. End zone, touchdown Cowboys. Ferguson, Prescott able to step into it. It's got Pickens, good move. Nice cutback and a touchdown. Prescott, wide open, touchdown grab. This time, Flanoy.
On ABC at ESPN, Dak Prescott threw four touchdown passes in the Cowboys' 33-16 win against the Raiders. Dallas improved its record to 4-5-1. Las Vegas is now 2-8. The Jets are benching quarterback Justin Fields in favor of Tyrod Taylor. The Falcons are turning to Kirk Cousins, with Michael Penix Jr. possibly done for the season with a knee injury. Bengals receiver Jamar Chase is appealing a one-game suspension for spitting on Steelers defensive back Jalen Ramsey. NBA Monday, the Detroit Pistons won again, 10th in a row. Detroit improved its record to 12-2 with a 127-112 win over Indiana. The Pacers, who went seven games in the finals last season with Oklahoma City, have the worst record of the NBA, 1-13. The reigning champion Thunder, 14-1 after a 126-109 win over the Pelicans. Six straight wins for OKC. The Bulls snapped the Nuggets' seven-game win streak, 130-127. San Antonio Spurs star Victor Wembanyama is going to miss a few weeks because of a strained left calf muscle. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com. This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
We have got a laundry list of topics to cover here this morning on the show, but we never get to every single one of them because we want to get to you. We want to hear what you want to talk about. Phone lines are open, 406-294-0970. John Jackson, the Joker from X in the house. Let's move on to another big topic here. John, you and I have talked at length here over the past few months about the illegal alien truck drivers, or even if they're not illegal alien truck drivers, the huge number of foreign truck drivers that can't even speak English or maybe even read the road signs. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy, I saw the news a few days ago that he was – let me pull up one of the stories here from KFOX TV. Sean Duffy revokes thousands of California commercial driver's licenses given to foreign drivers. I think the number was 17,000 California CDLs that were given to foreign drivers. Duffy – revoking those. Clearly, California has been ground zero for this huge safety risk on our nation's highways. But you just saw new information. The number is getting even bigger than that.
Thousand that they're tracking right now of driver's licenses given out to illegals. Unsure right now if all of those are CDLs or if they also include regular driver's licenses. But then Bill Malusian from Fox reported yesterday that in Kansas, they caught a illegal alien Uzbeki driver driving a big rig that is also a wanted terrorist who is obviously in the computer and known wanted international terrorist. Joe Biden and Alejandro Mayorkas had him in here in our country driving a semi.
Say that number again. What was it, 200,000 driver's licenses that will now be revoked by Secretary Duffy, by the U.S. Department of Transportation, now that they've been looking into this? Was that the number, 200,000?
200,000, 200,000, yeah. He didn't say is he going to revoke them or not. But I did see the quote that's what they have found so far. I bet you it's higher than that.
That's what they have identified thus far. Oh yeah, it's got to be way higher than that. By the way, just random thought. I've been seeing some of your posts on X over the past few days. You grew up in, what was it, North Carolina, and I think you saw, was there a city in North Carolina? You know, we've heard about the number of you know, illegal aliens, say, in New York City, or the number of non-native-born New Yorkers that were voting in the recent election in New York as well, but there's crazy numbers even in as far south as North Carolina in some of these blue cities, and how many, you know, illegal aliens have been plowed into some of these cities.
Yeah, Charlotte, North Carolina, in which the Border Patrol and ICE are there doing a surge operation right now. And they have tracked, in a city of 900,000 people, 150,000 are foreign born. And right now, as of yesterday, when ICE is doing their sweeps through Charlotte, they found 15% of the school kids there in Charlotte did not show up to school for fear of ICE. What does that tell you? The amount of illegal aliens in Charlotte, North Carolina. And see, that government, that city government, has been dominated now for two decades by black radical communist Democrats, and they're doing everything they can do to destroy it.
It's crazy, and oftentimes you see that the racism that gets put on full display in those types of governments as well. That's crazy, 150,000 in just one city in North Carolina alone. That's like taking the entire population of Billings in Yellowstone County, practically. But it's nothing but a population of illegal aliens in one city in a state like North Carolina. Wow. Let's see. Affordability. You know, President Trump focused on affordability. The Democrats are pretending to care about affordability, even though it is the Democrats' inflationary policies that caused all of these problems in the first place. Stephen Miller, Deputy White House Chief of Staff, of course, President Trump talking about affordability as well at the McDonald's event that he was at last night. That was great to see. But here is Stephen Miller talking about just some of what President Trump is doing to make everything more affordable after the 4 years of devastation that we saw from the Joe Biden-John Tester regime.
Well, I agree with you that the Democrat media lies for a living, that they're professional liars. So it's a good opportunity to review the facts. Under President Trump, in the last few months, we have seen the first significant reductions in prices and the cost of living since the last time President Trump was in office. For 4 years, we saw record-setting double-digit inflation upwards of 20%. And now under President Trump, inflation is back down to desired benchmark levels of a little bit over 2%. But to be clear, President Trump is doing more every single day to keep bringing costs down. President Trump is fighting to reduce the cost of energy to historic lows. Did you know that right now, as an example, Americans are spending less of their disposable income on energy because of President Trump's work to open up American energy than at any point in two decades. So he's removed all the regulations, opened up drilling, opened up oil, opened up natural gas. He's brought down the price of household goods. He's brought down the price of groceries. He has fought like a warrior to bring costs down.
Yeah, there you go. Lowest gas prices in 4 years. John Jackson, your thoughts.
Absolutely. And I saw Sean Hannity make a great point the other day, and he was hearkening back to the changeover between Jimmy Carter and Ronald Reagan going 70s, going into the 80s. And that was an awful, awful time economically for the United States, way worse than it is now. Interest rates, unemployment, all of that. And it took Ronald Reagan a solid 18 months to turn the thing around. And here we are, what are we, 11 months into President Trump's administration? Not to mention the fact that you have an entire system out there and the media and the Democrat Party and everybody putting full 100% resistance against everything he's trying to do. But he's going to get it done despite all of their communist tactics against him.
Well, and all of this is even some of the key tax relief provisions of the One Big Beautiful Bill. We won't really see the huge positive benefits of that until coming up in January in the new year. And you're right, we're not even 1 year into the Trump 47 presidency, and look at everything that's being accomplished thus far. All right, hold that thought. John, I know there's a new Federal Reserve report that came out talking about tariffs, and I'm assuming affordability on that front as well. So we'll get to that here in just a second. But first, let's get into the phone lines, 406-294-0970. I think we've got Nancy and Roundup on the phone lines. Nancy, thanks for the call. What's on your mind?
Yeah, and good morning, Montana Talk, Sammy. Good morning, John. I just want to say that, you know, this is the backbone of the United States, truck drivers, and I believe that any trucker illegally in our country, illegally driving, should be fined, and as well as the company who hired them, and also the state that issued the driver's licenses in the first place. And I just want to say, you mentioned terrorists. Okay, we got a guy that's a terrorist driving a truck. Don't tell me that he's not that he doesn't have some guns in the back end of that truck delivering to places like Dearborn, Michigan, where they just caught a few weeks ago some ISIS terrorists right there. So I'm telling you, it's got to come to an end. I'm so glad to see this happening. And just to let you know that I have a friend that works at the gas station up here in Lovina, and they've had problems with the illegals pulling those big rigs in there. They can't handle the trailers, and they're hitting 30-year-old pilings there. And you know, Highway 12, that's a trucker's road anyway. But yeah, I'm glad to see this happening, and it should have happened a lot. It should have never happened in the first place. Let me put it that way.
All right, Nancy, great to hear from you. Yeah, John, you've talked before, too, about just going to, popping into the truck stops across Montana and filled with non-English speaking truckers. You've got to think that there's more that can be done, but it is good to see Secretary Duffy doubling down.
Yeah, and unfortunately, they have to have a way. I've heard there's upwards of 200,000 applicants now to ICE for I don't know how many positions they have available. But you've got to be able to streamline employment, streamline hiring, and get these people on the payroll. And then as they're going through, as they're already working out on the street, you know, get them their training they need. But you need to have out here on our highways, at our rest areas, at the way stations, you need to have teams out here grabbing these people every time they come through. Now, get out of the cab, give me your driver's license, you're out of here.
Well, and also for folks that work at these truck stops or other places, you know, use that ICE tip line too. You know, they'll do the proper investigation to determine if somebody's here legally or not, but take advantage of that ICE tip line. It's very easy to find. Just do a quick search online and it'll pull up the website or a phone number if you're somebody who has to call in on a phone number. John, 30 seconds before the next break, what's this Federal Reserve report that you want to talk about?
Yeah, going, you know, all we've heard for God knows how long, a year, is everybody in the Never Trumper right and the Democrats and the media going after President Trump's tariff policies. And a brand new study from the Federal Reserve Board out of San Francisco spanning 150 years of tariff charges across three major Western economies show that tariffs consistently lower inflation. So, yeah, and once again, Trump was right, just like he is almost every time.
Very interesting. All right, well, hold that thought. We'll come back to that story right after this quick break.
Montana Talks, where you get the mic. Call in now at 406-294-0970. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
All right, 406-294-0970 is the number for you. Hey, just a few minutes ago, we were talking about the latest details that are now coming out, some of the truth now coming out after the Biden FBI director apparently lied to the American people and lied to Congress. Yeah, Miranda Devine with the New York Post is the one who is reporting this information. She was on with Jesse Waters last night. Here we go. Let me get right into this audio for you, and then we'll jump back into it here with John Jackson, the Joker from X, as well. All right, here you go. Yeah, this was a. There's a clip from Jesse Waters' program last night, but this is the highlight reel that Fox and Friends had on earlier this morning.
So why did we not get the full story from Biden's FBI?
Look, I think that's a very good question, and it's one that I ask, and I think that all of America is asking. Certainly, Donald Trump is not satisfied with the answers that he's been getting, I understand, and those close to him. And Senator Ron Johnson has had to subpoena Donald Trump's FBI to get more information about the assassination attempt. So now we find out from a source that there is actually voluminous material that gives us an inkling about the trajectory that Thomas Crooks took to become a 20-year-old assassin. And It's not what the FBI had told us. You played Paul Abate, the then deputy director of the FBI, telling Congress just 2 weeks after the Butler assassination attempt, just one half of the story. He lied by omission because he left out the part of the story where Thomas Crooks flipped in January 2020. He went from being rabidly pro-Trump to being rabidly anti-Trump. And I'm not sure why Paul Abate wanted to mislead by omission.
Just saying. All right, great rundown there by Miranda Devine. And by the way, Miranda Devine with the New York Post has just been one of the true journalists in America, actually doing real investigative reporting, while so many of the rest of these so-called journalists have just fed every single lie to the American people about, oh, the Hunter Biden laptop's not real. Oh, wear your masks. Oh, shut down the schools. They went along with it. They promoted it. They pushed it time and time again. And Miranda Devine has just done some incredible reporting. All right, back to it here with John Jackson. So, John, talk a little bit more about what this Federal Reserve report showed about tariffs and specifically about President Trump's tariff policies.
Yeah, it is showing that tariffs benefit the economy. Okay, and this is from the Federal Reserve Bank out of San Francisco. Like we said, spanning 150 years of tariffs across three major Western economies. And it's just so funny to me. It's funny and it's disgraceful how you've seen really everyone that's not MAGA. And I mean, you've got conservative Republicans out here, Democrats, the media, all blasting President Trump over the tariff stuff. And sure enough, he's right. And I've said this before. You can say a lot of things about Donald Trump, but he's a billionaire businessman for 50 years. I don't think you should be arguing with him about economic policy, right?
Well, yeah, and look at the charts. Just look at the inflation charts. I Stephen Moore, who's got the Unleashed Prosperity Hotline, he was a member of the Wall Street Journal editorial board several years ago. I love the chart that he shared on X. It showed inflation under Trump 45. And then there was a little bubble with President Trump's face on it right underneath the graph. And then you see Biden's little bubble pop up, and whoosh, you see the massive spike. You see Mount Everest on the inflation chart just shoot into the sky. And then you see the Trump 47 bubble, and things go back down practically to where they were during Trump 45. And, I mean, and it's just amazing. And by the way, on tariffs – These never Trumpers and these Democrats who bash Trump's tariffs, they love tariffs. They love it when other countries are tariffing America. Have you ever noticed that? They act like, oh, tariffs are bad, tariffs are bad. No, they just don't like it when we tariff others in retaliation. But these people have no problem with other countries tariffing America.
And ask yourself, why is that? Because they are absolutely not America first. They are agenda first, communism first, takeover first. They use tariffs as international welfare too. Make no mistake, all these people saying this stuff do not have your or the country's best interest at heart.
That's right. The Russia hoax, it was based off of what? The Steele dossier. The deep state federal government bureaucrats created this fake phony document, and they pushed it along to try to undermine the president of the United States, to try to undermine President Trump. That blew up in their face eventually. John, you and I, when it comes to these Epstein files, I think you and I are thinking the same thing here. So President Trump is now saying, hey, yeah, go for it. Release all the Epstein files. I got nothing to hide. It's you Democrats that are really going to start sweating once these once more of these files come out here. The Democrats keep trying to pretend they have these gotcha moments on Trump with regard to Epstein, when in reality, all they end up doing is actually exposing themselves. One of the first casualties already came out yesterday. Lawrence Summers, who was Bill Clinton's Treasury Secretary, apparently he got exposed in some of these files that came out. And he had, Politico was reporting how Lawrence Summers is now bowing out of public life, and he is deeply ashamed. It's like, anyway, I think that Trump set a trap for these guys. This is the Trump trap, and they walked right into it once again. And now the Democrats are walking into the ambush that Trump created for them.
It is hilarious to me. You see this guy, Larry Summers. You look at the media reports today. Look how he is being described. He is being described as ex-Harvard president. I mean, don't you find that kind of odd, Aaron? He's not being described as former Clinton, Bill Clinton's Treasury Secretary, or a former employee of Obama's. No. For ex-Harvard president, who is caught on Epstein emails trying to get advice from Epstein about how he can get in the pants of a Chinese girl who's the daughter of a Chinese government official while he's married. I mean, classy. Stay classy, Larry.
Well, they probably figure Harvard's reputation is so down in the tank right now as well. Okay, let's still try to protect Clinton. Let's still try to protect the Democrat Party. But Harvard, everybody knows Harvard is a mess. Yeah, just throw Harvard under the bus with that one. I forgot that he became the president of Harvard. Man, let's see. I've got the Fox News Radio right up here with the latest on Epstein. Democrats scream for Epstein transparency right up until the trail leads to them. A White House memo says this, quote, "It's time for Democrats to answer for their longstanding ties to Epstein. Among the bombshells," John, I'm sure you heard about this one as well. "Among the bombshells, Epstein was feeding questions to Democrat Representative Stacey Plaskett during a 2019 hearing." This was as recent as 2019 that a Democrat representative in Congress was texting back and forth with her good buddy Jeffrey Epstein as she was trying to go after Trump. You know, and this shows us two things. The Democrats were buddy buddies with Epstein, and Epstein despised Donald Trump because Donald Trump threw the bomb out of Mar-a-Lago.
Have you seen the video? They go right to the video of her in that hearing, and you see her because you've got the text messages, and you watch her looking down at her phone and stumbling as she's live getting these answers from Jeffrey Epstein. Yeah. There is no bottom with these people. That's what you have to understand. And until you are ready to fight on their level, you're going to lose every time because they have no rules, no conscience, no morals. It is all about winning.
Well, then the Chuck Schumer audio was really funny as well. Chuck Schumer was having a press conference. I don't know if you saw this one, John. Let me play it for you.
Senator, on that note, just I guess a question that's out there, why wouldn't they have been released the last 4 years when President Biden was in office?
Well, that's the question every American is asking, or not every American, but so many Americans are asking. What the hell is he hiding? Why doesn't he want them released?
He was asked about Joe Biden, and then Schumer says, yeah, what was he hiding? Why didn't he want the files released? Absolutely hysterical. We'll get John Jackson's take on that right after this. We got a caller on the phone lines. A.W. in Bozeman, we'll get to you right after the break as well.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
AOC, you know, she's still complaining that worries that the shutdown deal shows the Democrats are weak. She's beyond apoplectic and angry. at Hakeem Jeffries and Chuck Schumer. That's why Chuck Schumer's days are numbered. Senator Tim Kaine, but he doesn't really care at this point in his career, slamming AOC for ending the shutdown and not wanting to end the shutdown. And people are back to work. Paychecks are restored. She may think it's nothing. Virginians think an awful lot of it. But then Ro Connell says this is the last straw for Chucky Schumer. Then Senator Chris Murphy, Connecticut, it was a mistake for Democrats to open the government, you know, and the list goes on and on. And then, you know, to have the likes of Bill Maher be the voice of reason in the Democratic Party is pretty jarring to me.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
You know, and all the time I have been telling you about Pure Talk, my wireless company, a veteran-owned company, I can honestly say I've never seen an offer like this before. Listen to this. Unlimited talk, unlimited text, unlimited data with a 30-gig hotspot for just $29.95 a month for life. Friends, this is Pure Talk's top-tier plan. Normally $65 a month. Now, through December the 7th, just $29.95 a month, and you're saving over 50% a month every month for life. Now, remember, you get the same cell towers, same 5G network, pound 250, keyword, save now. Do it now, the best offer you will ever get on cell service. Pound 250, keyword, save now from Pure Talk, my wireless company, a veteran-owned company, America's wireless company.
Taxes and fees not included. Some restrictions apply. See puretalk.com for details. Offer ends 12/7/25.
Fox rocks.
I'm Monica DeLuca. The performers for this year's Thanksgiving Day NFL halftime shows have been announced.
Now they always say congratulations. Work so hard for the
house to vacation. Post Malone, Jack White, and Lil Jon are set to perform during the three games, each taking place November 27. Post Malone will take the stage at the Dallas Cowboys Kansas City Chiefs game in Arlington. The lead singer of the White Stripes will headline the Detroit Lions Green Bay Packers matchup in Detroit, while Lil Jon will appear at the Baltimore Ravens Cincinnati Bengals game in Baltimore. And Ariana Grande will be hosting SNL for a third time. Rather than the Wicked star hosting and performing, which she did for her first Saturday Night Live show in 2016, Cher will be her musical guest. The episode will air December 20th. That's Fox Rocks on Fox News.
This is the time of the year.
Tackling the issues that shape our state. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, let's quickly see if John Jackson's got some reaction before we get to our next caller on the phone lines here. John, your thoughts on the soundbite that I played just before we went into the break there. Okay, hold on one second. I don't know why my phone keeps taking you off of the program. All right, John, I got you now. Go ahead. Sorry about that. Oh, he says, what was the clip again? I totally forgot. And now I'm spacing it as well. Maybe eight. It's funny. It's like I get to the break, and I'm like, okay, now there's
Oh, 80. Schumer.
Chuck Schumer. Yeah, Chuck Schumer.
Yeah.
So Chuck Schumer was asked, hey, how come Joe Biden didn't release any of the Epstein files during the 4 years when he was in office? And then Chuck Schumer just goes to his canned soundbite. He says, that's what everybody's asking is, what does he have to hide? And it's like, what does Joe Biden have to hide?
I don't know if that was him. Like they say, you don't know if somebody's very smart or very dumb right there. If he was being very, very smart, then he just ignored that question and responded with his canned talking points. But I don't think so. I think he just wasn't even listening to the question at all and just was expecting a biased question from the biased reporter. So when he got one that he wasn't prepared for, he just didn't even hear it. So he just came forward with, yeah, everybody wants to know what Trump's hiding. Well, dude, that wasn't the question.
Well, and it just exposes you know, again, these people were best buddies with Jeffrey Epstein. Heck, these people allowed human and sex traffickers into the country with their illegal alien invasion. But these people were all buddy-buddies on the Democrat side of the aisle with Jeffrey Epstein, which is why they never said squat about Jeffrey Epstein until now. Now they pretend to care. And it looks like they walked right into the Trump trap. All right, a couple of minutes to go this hour of the show. John's going to stick around for the next hour as well. Let's go to AW in Bozeman. AW, what's on your mind? Thanks for the call.
Hey, nice to talk to you. I got this email from some teacher at my daughter's high school. Now I've been homeschooling her for like the last 3 years, and I noticed that she may need some extracurricular things. I thought, well, you know, let's just put her back. Let's put her in high school and see how this goes. And sure enough, here we go. Dear parents and guardians, hello. I'm reaching out to you to let you know that my ninth grade health enhancement sport and fitness classes at Bozeman High School will be discussing tobacco, alcohol, and other drugs in the next 2 weeks. In compliance with SB 99 and HB 471, I need to notify you that includes consequences of using alcohol and drugs. These consequences can relate to human sexuality education, including references to sexual assault and blah, 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 blah. I'm like, you know what? When I went to high school, I don't remember any teachers talking to me about my sexuality. And I emailed her back and I said, I'd like to opt out my daughter from any discussions of sexuality. Thank you. And she emailed me back and she says, it's just one video that we watched. So she'll simply work on an alternative assignment in the library during the 40-minute video. When I walk around Bozeman High School and I see all these like rainbow flags everywhere and like, oh, this is a safe space and all the rest of it, it just makes my blood boil. And then when I go in there and say anything about it, I've just exposed myself to these fucking liberals.
All right, Ray, watch the language there. Okay, hopefully Caden's got his hand on the red button. Well, my assumption is if it's an alcohol, you know, drug-related class, that they're worrying about the dangers of what can happen, you know, and the risks from drinking too much. But you never know. But the law designed, of course, specifically to make sure that is being communicated to parents. So good job by the Montana legislature for, you know, having these communications go to the parents. All right, quick break. We got the phone lines open coming up in the 9 o'clock hour of the show as well. 294-0970.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Mommy, how come I can't sit in the front seat?
Because I love you and you're just not ready yet.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
KBUL